Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Children, according to a new research, are spending less than 25 minutes a day on independent play outside, and they're now nearly 11 before it becomes common for them to play outdoors without supervision. Joining me now to discuss it is Paul McCrory, who is Deputy Director of the Outdoor Play Research Centre at the University of Exeter. Paul, maybe you might start by giving us the definition of independent play versus supervised play and why one matters more than the other.
Absolutely, Rob. Thanks so much for having me on this morning. So differences, really, I think you've actually probably given me a definition already, is that we recognise independent outdoor play as play that happens outdoors and often unsupervised by parents or carers. Can happen with siblings, can happen with friends, but it's often about being out there, freedom to roam without the kind of prying eyes of parents and carers. Something that perhaps yourself or me, I certainly grew up in the 80s and 90s, remember a lot of that. So that's probably what we would consider as independent outdoor play, and it's closely linked to independent mobility and being able to actually roam around our neighbourhoods freely without that adult supervision.
And is it developmentally advantageous, Paul?
It sure is, yeah. So a lot of things like anxiety, emotional resilience, social skills, a lot of these things are built as part of that kind of developmental opportunity you get from being outdoors independently and playing with friends, yeah.
So why then are parents helicoptering more now than they once would have?
I mean, certainly, so these results come from the British Children's Play Survey. So we first did the survey in 2020 and we followed up again in 2025. So it gives a good snapshot of kind of nationally representative information about where children are playing across the whole of Britain. So in 2025, what we've seen is that we asked a question to parents, at what age did you go out independently without adult supervision when you were younger? And what age would you allow your child to do that? So in 2025, that's around about 10 years old for parents, and it's around about 11 years old for the children. So 1 year of a difference. So we're still seeing parents who they themselves were out a lot younger than their children. The big change is actually from 2020. Is in that parent group. That was 9 years old in 2020. It's now 10 years old. So that gap is actually narrowing. So we're starting to see parents actually themselves perhaps not having that same childhood as perhaps the previous generation. That has major implications. And I think the culture of play has changed. There's a lot of things going on. I mean, certainly not here to blame parents, 100% not. I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and a lot of these questions I'm trying to deal with as well. And I think support for parents is super important to actually deal with a lot of the structural changes around the way that we live that's happened actually over the last 15, 20 years.
You say that the nature of play has changed and changed in a way that isn't necessarily for the better. If there is an archetypically ideal play situation or norm, what is it?
I think that's a wonderful question. I think you can see play in so many different walks of life, and certainly from where I grew up, we had the opportunity to play on your street. So some of that finding that you mentioned at the top of the show there from our research was that it's around about 25 minutes per week on streets near the home. Now, that used to be where we would play all the time in the front of our houses. We would play Kirby, we would play lots of things, and cars were certainly deprioritised within the fronts of our streets. There were certainly less cars. Cars were smaller. There weren't cars on pavements and walkways. So it was much, much easier. And you probably had a neighbourhood culture where, you know, children were recognised as a central focus of that area. That has changed. So context has changed since then. Ideally, I would love still to get more children outdoors. Independent outdoor play starts in front of the home. It then kind of spreads and gets wider spatially as we go through our neighbourhoods, but it starts there. If we can create conditions which are safety, which allows children to be outdoor and actually support parents to allow that to happen, we're going in the right direction.
Paul, thank you very much for your time this morning. Paul McCrory there, Deputy Director of the Outdoor Play Research Centre at the University of Exeter. If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.